Welcome back to Underdog Stuff, the voice of the underdog. We're going to do a little something special here today. We got some special guests and a special conversation. We're going to do a little thing called unlisted lists that didn't exist until you made them here. And the question is going to be, which is better for the underdogs? You know, simple question, which is better for us underdogs? And to join us for that conversation, we have our special guest, Asha Davis, advertising exec, comedian, proud Torontonian, and friend of the show. Do we have Asha Davis on the line?
Hello.
Oh, look at you sounding loud and clear. Appreciate you for joining us today. And for those who want to hear about or hear more of Asha's story, she was actually recently on episode 92, letting us know what it's like to be a rising star comedian in New York City, making stuff happen. So please check that out too, so you can get some more of Asha Davis. And we also have another special guest, Terry Lynn Crawford, who is the creator and co-host of the podcast, The Tea Room. And she's an aspiring talk radio show host, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, appreciate you being here. And we'll get more about your story later on. All right, with that, who's ready for Unlisted? You ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, first up, better for the underdogs. Better for the underdogs. This here.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall
the most
famous reindeer of all?
Come on!
Those reindeer
had a very shiny nose. Come on! I could let that play for the whole minute, but
all day.
So what's better for underdogs? DMX, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or
Merry Christmas
to you. Sing it to him. What's better for the underdogs? I'm gonna let Terry Lynn go first. Better for the underdogs, Temptations, Silent Night, or DMX, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I have to go with DMX.
What?
Yes.
Why?
DMX.
Why?
His voice, just everything, just how he even approaches the song is great.
All right, let's see here. Let's see. Asha Davis. Or should I say Asha Destiny?
What's better for the underdogs, DMX or the Temptations? I'm definitely going to go with DMX, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Did you hear that beat? You could play that on a lunchroom table for days. I mean, like, Temptations, I love them to death, but that's just more of a predictable, you know, collaboration between Christmas and the Temptations. That's for the overdogs. That's for the established dogs. We're talking about the underdogs. Somebody that nobody expected to make a Christmas song. I'm gonna have to go with DMX.
What, the Temptations, a vocal group from the 60s, known for pop and political charge funk. Motown.
The question wasn't what's the better Christmas song. The question was which Christmas song is better for underdogs, and I'm gonna have to go with DMX. I stand by it.
All right, well, let's go to the online comments, too, to see where everybody else is at. Erin chimes in, and she says DMX. Shawana chimes in, and she says DMX.
Yeah.
And so far, Keith is by himself with Silent Night. All right, I'm not even a tiebreaker here. This one is, I am going to go with, what am I going to go with? I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with the song that the YouTube video has been downloaded over 5 million times. I'm going to go with Earl Simmons from Baltimore by Way of Yonkers. I'm going with him. Yes, better for the underdogs.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Somebody's going to have to come take the controller from me because I might play that whole thing. So, the better for the underdog.
It's a Christmas miracle. DMX wins in a landslide.
Yes. And to your point, Asha, I also picked DMX because degree of difficulty, Temptations making a Christmas song, you know, there, got it. But DMX singing a Christmas song known as a rapper in the human beatbox is by far, degree of difficulty goes to DMX on top of that, along with his story of how he's come up over the years.
I think the word singing is a stretch, but yes, DMX is the winner.
You know, he's got that grand poobah, you know, what's the 411 type of thing going on?
He's speaking eloquently. But anyways, what's the next question?
Talk singing. All right. Better for the underdogs. This one, has been, there's been a lot of back and forth on this one, so I'll be interested to see what you guys say. Better for the underdogs. Which are you picking?
This is what is possible when everyday people come together in the collective realization that all our actions, no matter how small or how large, are powerful, worthwhile, and capable of lasting change.
You could get with this, or which is better for the underdogs, or you can get with that.
We understand our unity is our strength and our diversity is our power.
Underdogs, Asha, Terry Lynn, which is better for the underdogs, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Kamala Harris? Terry Lynn,
you're on the clock. I'm going to go with Kamala Harris.
Ooh, That's interesting. All right, we'll come back to that in a second. Asha, before you go, let me just give you a little lay of the land here. Erin chimes in and she says, AOC, just as a side note, when did we start giving people acronyms? Like, am I supposed to call you ADD and TLC and with GAN? But anyway, AOC, Erin says AOC, which is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Shawana says both. That, you can't say both. And then Keith says both. So we have two boths.
Yeah, I definitely, my answer is Kamala Harris, and I'll tell you why.
Oh!
So, I think that AOC, as she's so affectionately called, I like that, I think I'm going to start using it. AOC, definitely, she's 29 years old, she's amazing, nothing to take away from her. She's definitely one of the most awesome underdogs in the game, but she's still fresh. When she's in her late 40s and she can say that she's been doing this for 20 years, that's when it's going to be her time. If you listen to the confidence in Kamala's voice, she's not asking you if this should be a thing. She's not questioning it. She knows that she has what it takes in order to make it. I think that Kamala would be an awesome mentor for AOC, but when we talk about who's better for underdogs, who's better to fight the fight to get Americans what they deserve, because right now the overlords are in control, definitely Ms. Harris is where it's at.
Well now, and Terry Lynn, you agree?
I agree. I feel like Kamala is very direct in what she stands for. There's not really any gray areas in what she's speaking about. So I think if she's trying to start a movement and make change, she's more believable, incredible in my eyes.
Well, Terry Lynn and Asha have spoken. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's 28 years old, a self-described democratic socialist, who's currently about to become the youngest woman to ever be elected to the U.S. Congress, representing the boogie down Bronx, is not better for the underdogs than Kamala Harris, who is a United States Senator currently representing California. By the way, to your point, Asha, when we talk degree of difficulty, and shout out to AOC, who is one of 400 in the House of Representatives, Kamala's one of 100 people in the United States having a position as a United States Senator. And she's also the first Indian American to serve as a Senator and second African American woman in California to serve as a Senator. She has Jamaican roots and Indian roots.
Woo!
I threw that out for you, Asha, knowing that you got some Jamaican in you. Yes, that was for you.
And some Indian adjacent.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm and more than Elizabeth Warren. So, you know.
I like that.
So with that, I don't have to, you know, say anything to Terry Lynn and Asha, but I will say to the folks who voted both, I'm going to let them know that I do agree with Asha and Terry Lynn that I think Kamala is better for the underdogs. While they both were first in their own way, I think there's something about honoring the fact that Kamala has, she's done some stuff. She was a state attorney general of California. She's a senator, and she's on her come up, and someone who people think could be the next president of the United States. And while I love AOC, she's early in the journey, and that's to be acknowledged, but you know, we got to give it up to somebody who's out there doing their thing and could end up representing us big time in 2020. So I agree with you. All right. You ready for one more?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Last one. Which is better for the underdogs? We're doing unlisted. Listed didn't exist until they existed here. And now everybody's talking about it. Better for the underdogs. regret or rejection? Terry Lynn.
I will say rejection, because as an underdog or in general, you can learn from your mistakes, whether you're rejected from a relationship, whether it's a job, you can learn from that experience and then apply it to the next one.
You mean, or like if you want to tune in and hook up.
Exactly.
And then you learn from the people rejected that idea.
Exactly.
And then YouTube said, let's broadcast ourselves.
Exactly.
The rest is history. All right. So you have a vote for
rejection.
Rejection. Better for the underdog.
Yes.
And just so you know, Aaron says regret.
Okay.
Thank you for the online comment. Shawana says rejection. Keith says rejection. And Asha Destiny Davis. Or should I call you ADD?
Both.
And not like ADD, like ADD, but ADD, like Asha Destiny Davis.
I definitely do have ADD, so it's apropos. Right.
ADD, what you going with?
No, I think this is an interesting one because, I mean, I think the obvious answer is rejection, because for the exact same reasons that Terry Lynn said, rejection is something that you can learn from. And, you know, oftentimes that's like the biggest fear is, you know, you don't want to do something for fear of being rejected. And I definitely know I've experienced that, you know. But I think that just to sort of play devil's advocate a little bit here and looking at regret, there's something really interesting with that. If you just stop believing in the concept of regret, you know, if you look at it as a concept instead of a feeling, you know, it's like, if you do things, like if you're scared to do things because you think that you'll regret it, then are you going to actually, you know, take the types of risks that are needed in order to be a successful underdog? You know, sometimes life throws things at you that you don't necessarily expect. And I think that if you're not scared to regret something, then that can only be a positive thing, because, you know, a lot of times you do things and you just kind of got to own it, you know?
No, I feel you. And it's, I love your added perspective there, because while I do have a point of view on which one is better for underdogs, I'm glad that you pointed out that it's actually not that easy of a choice between these two here. There are some nuances and some complexity to them. So I love the fact that you think of it as like a concept and so forth. With that though, which one are you leaning towards?
I mean, I definitely think, you know, what's better in terms of what's better for you, it's definitely better to get rejected, because if you just constantly go through life with everybody always accepting every single thing that you do, then you actually never grow. You never get better. You just constantly, I think that is what would breed arrogance, you know, and that's probably how you get somebody like Donald Trump, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that definitely I'm leaning towards rejection as being better.
All right. So we have Asha rejection, Terry Lynn rejection. We have Aaron and, well, no, Shawana and Keith tuning in online. They say rejection. Do we have an online comment from Daryl?
Yes. So Daryl says rejection. And he also says when you get rejection, it's just practice for when you get the right thing.
Ooh.
And he also adds regret means you missed out on an opportunity.
Cool. I've often heard said that you can look at rejection as a learning detour, which is kind of cool. And you know what? I'm going to side with Asha Destiny, or should I say ADD? And TLC, Terry Lynn Crawford, and Daryl Tillman. We'll just call him DT. You know, everybody's got acronyms now. I'm going to go with rejection also. And to your points, we can learn from our no's. And I'm often reminded of this quote from The Alchemist, one of my favorite books. And it says, tell your heart that the fear of suffering is worse than the suffering itself. And no heart has ever suffered when it goes in search of its dream. Yeah, so I agree with you. Asha Davis.
Yes.
Can I just say I appreciate you?
Appreciate you too, man. Appreciate the show, man. Keep doing what it do.
Hey, thank you very much. And
because you know why?
Why?
Can't nobody do it like you do it.
Talk that talk now. With that, though, how can folks, if they want more ADD, Asha Destiny Davis, how can they follow you, get in touch with you? Because they should want to, and I want them to.
Follow me on at Asha Destiny on Instagram. And that's why I keep y'all posted on my shows and all that stuff.
Hey, that's good stuff. Underdogs, follow this rising star comic on her come up. She's out here making it happen, and we appreciate her. Thank you for tuning in, Asha, and being our special guest. And, you know, hopefully you'll come back again and again.
Thank you.
All right, now have a good Sunday. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. That was Asha Destiny, friend of the show, an underdog on the come up. And during that special segment, there was this person named Terry Lynn Crawford. And since Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now AOC and Asha Destiny Davis is ADD, I'm going to call you TLC.
I like that.
All right. TLC. Folks are like, who is this person? Why is she here? They don't know who you are, and they should. Terry Lynn Crawford, AKA TLC, creator and co-host of the Tea Room podcast and aspiring talk radio show host. I have a couple questions for you.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to get more of an insight on just how a radio show is produced and developed on air. So I have a podcast, as you mentioned, the Tea Room podcast with two of my friends.
Yeah, and plug that podcast.
Yes, follow us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And basically, I love the idea of creating segments, creating topics for shows, trying to figure out how to interact with our audiences, just basically figuring out different things. And I thought to myself, how can I transition this into radio? So that's when I connected with you. And I'm just happy to be here and seeing just how everything works from beginning to end.
Very cool. And to give the underdogs a little behind the scenes, a little inside scoop, mm-hmm. How did you find me?
So
let them know, because I think it's important for underdogs to know this is how things happen sometimes.
Yeah. So I work full time during the week. And when I was looking for internships for radio shows, it's very difficult to find one if you're not a student. So I decided to reach out to a local radio station.
I've lived WHCR 90.3 from the Voice of Harlem.
Yes, I lived in Harlem for the past 3 years. So I decided to reach out to a couple of shows on this radio station. And thankfully, I was able to connect with you.
Yes, indeed. And underdogs out there, what's on your bucket list or your want to have list that you haven't made a request related to? What I appreciate about TLC, Terry Lynn, is that she had or has a desire to have something happen, and she went out and made some requests and see who would say yes. And I appreciate that, because I remember years ago being in the same position where I reached out to Bob Marone on WVOX 1400 AM out of New Rochelle. And I literally reached out to him. I said, man, I want to learn about this radio thing. Can I just come and work on your show behind the scenes? Can I figure out how this thing is done? And he said, yes. And then this whole path started because Bob Marone said, hey, if you're willing to work and wake up early and come do this morning show with me, he's like, I got work for you to do. And so I appreciate you, Terry Lynn, for, you know, making the request and being out there grinding. Come up. How many times have you been on the radio?
This will be my first time.
It won't. This won't. Will be. This is. It's happening. It's happened. You were just on the unlisted segment.
I was.
So you're on the radio now. You're a radio veteran. And then since we're doing the underdog stuff, underdog spotlight, I got to ask you the question I ask every person who does underdog spotlight. When I say the word underdog, what comes to mind?
Someone who is underestimated. Someone who constantly has to fight to get their presence known and their voice heard, but also someone who's a winner in the end, because they've been through so many struggles and they know that they're being underestimated. They're going to pull through and they're going to be a champion at the end.
Yes, indeed. Winning mindset. And last but not least, what's your radio dream?
To be a radio talk show host.
Okay.
On a syndicated national radio show.
Cool. I love it. I got those same dreams. Yes. We headed in the right direction. Underdogs, surround yourself with people who are headed in the same direction that you are headed. It makes a big difference. We are the company we keep. With that, Terry Lynn, I appreciate you for coming through and getting on the hot seat real quick here on your first time on the radio. Sounded like you've been doing this for years. That's Terry Lynn, aka TLC, creator and co-host of the Tea Room podcast. And it sounds like she may actually be an intern on the Underdog Stuff show. You never know.
Yes.
She may be coming back. We hope so. With that, as always, I'll leave you with my favorite quote. Underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.
Give it like that. One.